Improvistra is a fresh musical ensemble from St. Paul with a roster upwards of 20 musicians who improvise 100% of their performances. While there have been many bands and artists around this town that improvise their music making, there is one element of Improvistra that sets them apart from the rest. Their conductor.
I can look at the group beforehand and say, I know this person, this person, this person, this person, and I know their strengths. And then I have a couple of color palette options where it's like, oh, I've got three flutes this time, four saxophones, a rhythm section, and one trumpet. Like, what am I going to do with that color? That's really interesting.
Adam Conrad is a local composer who has been trained in conduction, a conducting technique developed and coined by American Butch Morris. Conduction involves an individual leading an ensemble through improvisation. In a sense, it's real-time music composition, led by the conductor's use of signals, bodily gestures, and other nonverbal communications.
There's seven or eight global hand signals that have to do with the entire group getting louder, quieter, stop playing, start playing, or a general emotion. And then there are more specific hand signals that are necessary, like holding my left hand palm up towards the player, and then giving a downbeat with my right hand is the sign for a held note. Once they see that downbeat come down, they get to choose whatever note they want, and they hold it out until I tell them to stop. Or I'll tell them to crescendo and decrescendo by moving my hands from in to out and out to in.
Leadership of this sort is practically necessary for a band this size to effectively improvise together. I asked Adam and Improvistra bassist Ben Kelly to describe how Improvistra prepares for large group improvising.
So some of the exercises we do in the very beginning of a rehearsal, quote unquote, is that we'll all laugh together. We just spend a minute laughing. And at first it's a little awkward and strange because we're all going, but then after like 10 seconds, it's really funny because we're all just laughing hysterically together and we can't stop and it feels incredible. Mm-hmm. But that, in one essence, brings out your personality because everyone has a very specific laugh. And in another essence, it unifies everyone. It brings everyone to the same plane.
And I think it's just like us resonating and just responding as a band, even in the same way in like a social setting when you're talking to somebody, you can pick up on when they're trying to leave or if they're really interested in things like that. And like just subtly, you can understand that by human interaction.
Improvistra was founded at McNally Smith College of Music by Chris Cunningham, with intentions to organize an all-ages student and community group that never repeats itself. Indeed, their instrumental roster is vastly different at every performance, and the group welcomes one-time collaborations with other musicians, as well as dancers, visual artists, and lyricists. Chris, Ben, and Adam also shared with me their thoughts on the many virtues of improvising.
I think that learning to improvise goes way beyond learning to improvise as a musician or an artist. Learning to improvise is an essential life skill, regardless of how you're applying it. I think that improvisation is courage. It is the courage to experience new things at any given time. And
it's just like our instincts more than anything. We all use it. I mean, even people that don't realize they use improvisation, they do in every part of the day. Like, I was going to the grocery store and then it's like, oh, but I have to go pick up this thing from this other guy's house, and it's like, okay, I'm just gonna improvise a route to get to two so I can get back home in time. You know, everybody does it. It's in our nature.
Which doesn't mean that you're gonna be perfect. It just means that you're totally in tune with whatever it is that you're doing at that very moment.
The future of the ensemble Improvistra is an improvisation unto itself, inviting new members, seeking out collaborators, performing in new spaces, and always aiming to create a unique artistic experience. For KFAI, this is Daniel Zamzow.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.